Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Deanna. How may I help you?
Well, I'm calling because today when I went online, I was billed today for something for a company called Focus Max Nature for $69.
All
and
right.
And today is the 18th of February, but I did not order that.
Okay, I can take a look at it for you. May I please have your zip code and your first and last name?
Yes, my zip code is 89410. And my zip code and my what? First and last
your first
name?
And last name, yeah.
Yeah, first name Sylvia, S-Y-L-V-I-A. Last name Terzich, T-E-R-Z, as in zebra, I-C-H.
Thank you. I'm taking a look at the account now.
I'm sorry, what?
I said I'm taking a look at the account now to see what
oh, okay.
all was ordered.
I did not order anything today.
I'm showing on February 2nd, there was an order placed for Melody Pods, a smartwatch. This is a watch that helps track your steps, heart rate, and sleep and cycle with shipping insurance for $792. They attempted to also charge you for another watch, I believe, that declined.
Oh, I didn't order any of the. No, I didn't order anything, but it was a free. They were free, a watch. And earbuds and one other item were free, and I chose the earbuds. And it all was and all it showed on the website that's what it showed on the website. Order one of these, and you get them. And all you had to pay was the $702 or $792, whatever it was. Shipping charge, which I paid.
Well, I apologize if that was misleading, but in actuality,
this is
a trial, so you get to pay just the shipping and handling to try the product, and to see if you want to keep it. So if you don't want to keep it, then you have to request it to be return it. So you'd have to request a return address within your trial period, or else they try to charge you. But I'm showing that charge did decline.
Yes, the charge was declined because I have, with Bank of America, I have a privacy assist, a fraud, and that is fraud because I never saw anything printed like that. I didn't read anything like that, that it was a trial. It was not a trial. They said it was free, and all you had to do was pay the shipping.
I'm not familiar with the advertising because we're just a third-party call center. We do customer service for the actual company. We don't work for the company. We just do customer service for them.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I'm calling to cancel today. So what I need is, and I talked to the people at Bank of America, and they declined to honor it. So I'm not going to pay it. Because if this was deliberately fraudulently done.
Well, typically there are terms and conditions that are legally obligated. Every merchant has to supply a terms and conditions. So most time when customers call me, it's just because they didn't see the terms and conditions in order to read them. But it's all listed within those terms and conditions. When you put your payment method in, and all of your information, there's a box to check that says, I agree to the terms and conditions and privacy policy. You are correct in that this charges did decline. But is there any way we could offer you an extension to the trial for you to, you know, try out that watch, see if you want to keep it?
Well, I don't even know. I can't even get back to the screen that it was on when it showed it. How much was it? $69.
We can offer you a 35% discount towards that price.
And, okay, how much, what would that be?
Let me take a look now to calculate it.
See, I hardly ever order anything online. But I did that day because I thought, oh, my grandson would like that. And it did say free. It said free watch. Free. They did not. Yeah. Free. And you had your choice of earbuds and the watch, a health watch. And I forgot what the third thing was. So I ordered the earbuds. And it definitely said, and I don't remember reading any of that stuff. I don't remember seeing anything on there. And then I went to the next screen, and it said it will be a shipping charge.
Well, I see what you're talking about. Okay, so you had the earbuds, not the watch.
Earbuds.
So the earbuds are wireless, and they connect to your phone. They're also waterproof.
So now,
and it's
what,
the same.
Okay, if they posted that today, that today is the 18th of February. Today, I did not order anything today.
I understand, ma'am. This is part of the original order. So when you place an order for the earbuds, they offer you other offers. It's a technique called upselling.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to take those off of your account, you have to check a little box to deselect them. They automatically get added. But all the only thing that went through at this point in time was the shipping and handling for the earbuds. Oh, and to answer your question, with a 35% discount, it would be $45.48 for those earbuds.
Well, I'm not going to pay for it because I didn't charge it.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't. No, it was free. They got my phone number. I mean, they got my credit card number. So now they're billing me for something that I did not intend to pay for. It was free. The $69, it was the cost of the earbuds. But they were free, and I did not see anything there. Anyway, my Bank of America took it off, and it's considered fraud. And that's the bottom line. So now I've called you.
Is there any way we can any way we could offer you a 50% discount, which would make it $34.99 to keep the earbuds?
I'm keeping them anyway because they're free, and they also canceled it.
Okay. So
they
what I'm going
it.
To do?
Privacy Assist canceled it, and I'm not paying for them.
All right. I suppose you're just going to have to cancel your card, because the only thing that I can do in this situation, if you're refusing to return the item, is just to extend your trial out 7 days to give you a chance to return the item, which you already said you're not going to return. So,
well, all right now. Now, how can, are you do you work for the company then? Are you
no.
employed by them? No.
I work for a call center that has this company
as a client. You
work for
the call center. Well, I'm sorry, but these people, they're scamming people left and right. And then it was free. There was no payment. And it was a shipping charge only. And that's why they've declined it.
Okay.
I'm not paying for it, but I've made the call to you to let you know, and I'm not paying anything.
And you're also refusing to return the product?
Yes, I'm going to send them to my grandson.
Okay. So I'm going to extend your trial period out, like you said, because this is the protocol that we have to follow. And they will continue to try to get their money, but I believe you said that you have it in your bank that to decline those charges.
Well, then I will
like
call.
Then
I will call the Bank of America, and I will change. I will delete the credit card.
All right.
Yeah, I'll call them back and I'll cancel a credit card.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would like me to do for you today?
No, because I'm not paying for something that I read carefully, and they could have inserted something that I didn't even see.
I understand.
Because if I had read that it was going to be $69, I would have canceled it then.
I understand, ma'am.
They have a way of misleading you. They don't even print a lot of stuff that they tell you that they did. And I'm fighting this. I'm going to call Bank of America back, and I will cancel this card.
All right.
I will. That's right.
Okay. Well, I've already done everything that I can to do for you, unless there's any information that you need about the account from me.
Well, I'll call the Bank of America back again and tell them that you offered me, what, 50% off?
Yes, ma'am.
And equals how much? What was it? It would be $40, $37 or something.
It would have been $34.99.
$34.99. Because these people are scammers, and they do nothing but get people unaware. $34.99. So I'm going to call them, but they already declined it, so I'm just going to talk to them and see. $34.99. Thank you for your help, and I will call the Bank of America back again.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer service. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.